On to Northern Ireland, because the British Liberal Democrat leader Jo Swinson is there today, and she has said that there's no good Brexit for Northern Ireland on her first visit to the border. Ms Swinson said it's still possible to stop the UK leaving the European Union. She said there was no Brexit that would be good for Northern Ireland.
I think that Boris Johnson and Michael Gove should come here to the border and listen to what people here are saying, that there is no Brexit that is going to be good for Northern Ireland, and they shouldn't be making claims about the backstop or otherwise without actually hearing from those communities involved.
Our Northern correspondent Vincent Carney joins us now. This was Jo Swinson's first visit. She's the new Liberal Democrat leader. Who is she meeting today and what did they have to say?
She was greeted, first of all, by Stephen Farrey. Now, he's deputy leader of Northern Ireland's Alliance Party, which opposed Brexit. He really just stood at the border and outlined the practicalities of trying to enforce any kind of a hard border. Many of your younger listeners and drivers, of course, won't remember this because of the new road between Northern Ireland and the Republic, but many of our older listeners, my vintage included, will remember that old border road between counties Down and Louth at Ravensdale, where on the northern side of the border, the hard shoulder is marked by white paint along the side of the road, and then you come to yellow paint signifying the crossing over into the Republic. So Stephen Farrey pointed this out. He said if you look around, you wouldn't notice a border had been here at all apart from that different road marking. He of course said that there are over 200 similar crossings along the 500 kilometres of border, and he said it would simply be impractical to try to have any kind of checks and balances along that border. She was firmly in agreement. She also met representatives of a group called Our Future, Our Choice. Now that's a cross-community campaign group set up last year to bring together young people, young people's voices opposed to Brexit. She met two representatives, a 24-year-old and a 17-year-old, and they were very outspoken, very strong in their views, and they said that young people living close to the border are worried about very practical things if there's a hard border. For example, how do they get to the disco? How do they get to a pub across the border? Will they have to go through checkpoints? Can they go shopping across the border? Can they visit relatives? Now, many people will say, well, of course they can, but they said that the issue here is the uncertainty over what is going to happen. They say their parents have brought them up with stories about long lines of traffic, checkpoints having to have documents checked by the police and by the army, and they said young people are fearful because of that uncertainty. They simply don't want to know what lies ahead, and that's their big concern with Boris Johnson at the moment. They say he hasn't been able to outline in detail how to avoid a hard border, and that's what worries young people living in this area.
And Vincent, Jo Swinson is not meeting representatives of the Irish government. Do we know why?
I put that to her. She said today was simply time constraints. It was a flying visit, a very short visit. She was originally due here at the border at 9:15. She eventually arrived at 10:15 because her flight had been delayed. So she said she wanted to put the focus on meeting local communities, local people living in the area, to hear from them firsthand, practically, what a hard border would mean, what checkpoints would mean. I asked why she hadn't met the Irish government, and she said simply because of those time constraints. Now, she did go, it was a pains to say, she has, of course, met Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney. She said she will meet him and continue to meet him going forward. So it wasn't a case of a deliberate decision, she stressed, not to meet anyone from the Irish government today. She said it was simply down to practicalities and time constraints because she'd set a meeting here and then was heading back to Belfast fairly shortly afterwards to catch a flight back to her constituency.
Okay, Vincent. And of course, Jo Swinson and the Liberal Democrats could be a very important part of the jigsaw in time to come. That's Vincent Carney, our Northern correspondent there.